Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Hello, everyone. Happy start of the week. Happy Monday, October 14th. I am one of your hosts for this day, this evening. I always get the time of day in my mind.
Say. We have not figured that out yet.
Right? Because we record at night, but this gets dropped in the morning. So I always want to say good evening, good night. Like, anyways.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Hi, everyone. So I will be one of your hosts for today's episode. Stephanie, and with me, I have Jen. How are you, Jen?
Hi, I'm good.
And Kelton. How are you, Kelton?
Hello.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you might be wondering, something looks different. Yes, people, Kelton has shaved his beard.
A long
We never thought this would happen.
No.
Honestly. So, but don't fret. No Shave November is just around the corner.
I started early.
Just a clean palate.
Clean slate.
Yeah, there you go. Unfortunately, Brooks is not with us today, but that's okay. We have an exciting episode for all of you guys next week, and he will be on, plus a special guest that you do not want to miss. Mm-hmm. But before we get started on today's episode and we reveal what today's episode is all about, obviously you already know what it's about. You saw the title. But let's get going with the new news. Kelton, take it away.
Stephanie, thank you very much. If you've been living under a rock for the last 3 days, a hurricane just went through Florida. We'll go ahead and do a moment of silence just real quick for all of those who have been affected by Hurricane Milton, who just chose to leave the Gulf of Mexico and go visit Mickey Mouse himself. So a moment of silence for those. And we're done. Okay, back to the news. Here we go. This is one that I am extremely, and I mean extremely excited about. Royal Caribbean International has announced that they will be building a Perfect Day Mexico in the port of Acosta Maya, which is on their Western Caribbean cruise itinerary for the company. Vacationers will get to experience an all-new thrilling water park, jaw-dropping beaches and pools, restaurants and bars, and much, much more. The new location will open up, unfortunately, in 2027, so we do still have a whole number of years to go before we get to enjoy it. But make sure to stay tuned to the Mouse Ears Podcast and all of our socials as more information comes out on it. And being a Houstonian or local Houstonian or one who lives in Houston, however you want to put it, we're only 80 something miles, you know, from Galveston. What did I say that was funny?
Houstonian. If I wasn't paying attention, I thought you said custodian. I'm like, what does custodians have to do with with this topic?
Hugh. It's an H-O-U. People of Epcot. However you want. Epcotians. So all we get
Houstarians. I'm sorry.
Oh my, help us. I'm talking about cruises here, Steph. Out of Port of Galveston, if you're Royal Caribbean, Carnival, MSC, Disney, sailing in the, late winter, early spring, we only have Western itineraries, which can get old. I mean, we're Costa Maya, Cozumel, Roatan, Norwegian does have a private destination down in Honduras, so that's good for Norwegian. We've got this coming. We've got a royal destination in Cozumel that's going to be like an excursion coming. Y'all, we got some great stuff. Brooks and I have already been chatting. We're going to try to do like opening like day of this bad boy. It'll be great. So make sure to stay tuned.
I hope you guys go. Seriously. Oh, and you have time so to like fun. Plan if it's 2027. Obviously, it's far off and it's unfortunate, but we love a good payment plan.
Yes.
I do. I am a millennial. I love me a payment plan. Let's go.
And I just want to hold on before you move on to the next one. I just wanted to plug in there. You're talking about Perfect Day Mexico. But for those of you listening, maybe you missed it. A few episodes back, Kelton hosted a fantastic episode all about Perfect Day at Coco Key. So I highly recommend you go back and check it out to get you hyped. I can imagine there'll be some similarities, but obviously with its own new twist, So yeah, check it out. Get hyped. Get excited.
It's going to be, we have a whole lot of episodes before this bad boy drops.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Moving on to our second and last piece. Hopefully you guys are sitting down for this one because it's going to come as a major shock. The Christmas merchandise has finally arrived in the Disney parks. Yes, by the time this drops, October 14th, we are almost halfway through the month of October, which means in just a short 3.5 weeks, Mariah Carey Dethaws comes out and it's Christmas time, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, so. And this year, the last Mickey's Not So Scary is in fact on October 31st rather than
so happy about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, me too.
Yeah,
me too. It,
give me November 2nd. Give me that Christmas. I mean, like Christmas party right there, November 2nd.
Yeah, you might be sweating, but
well, you could be sweating on Christmas. Give me that schnope.
Give me the schnope.
Casey is one of those that. As soon as the trick-or-treaters are gone, we turn the light off. She is taking all of the fall stuff down. Christmas comes out, and I go to bed.
That's awesome.
So, and then our house is a mess for a month.
You see, I'll interject. I transition from, like, October, Halloween, into, like, a subtle fall, and then right after Thanksgiving is when I'll bring out the Christmas. So I do have like at least like 3 weeks of like just like fall-ish decoration. Like still got some pumpkins. I got some fall leaves, the oranges, the browns. Not the spooky stuff anymore. So it's a very subtle, but it's there. And then after Thanksgiving, that's when I take out my Christmas decorations.
So, that's what I do too.
Yeah.
I was figuring since you were a cast member, Jenny, I thought she would be like the rest of us.
Okay.
November 1 is Christmas time.
I am, according to my my wonderful husband, not allowed to decorate until after Thanksgiving. So it's usually Black Friday. There is shopping and leftovers and decorating. But Thanksgiving's my favorite. So I like everything to still be kind of Thanksgiving-y. So.
No, I get it.
I've been drinking pumpkin spice latte since August. So.
Yeah.
So basic.
I make them at home, though. I don't go to Starbucks.
And very nice.
Yeah. All so right. I do make them at home. I do save myself $5 a day. That adds up.
It adds up.
It does add up.
We are more of a Casey can decorate the inside, but I'll put Christmas lights up and everything, up on the outside, but they won't turn on until Black Friday.
Nice.
I pay tribute to the homeland of my parents who my dad said nothing until Black Friday. So it goes up,
pictures.
But nothing gets turned on. So
that's awesome, though.
So
on that note, Jen, what should we do if we want to bring the holidays to our home?
Let me see. There is
that is a great question. that I cannot wait to hear the answer to.
Do I even have the answer?
You should. It's in the document.
If you would like to bring the holidays home. Let's see. Hold on. Where's my document?
I thought we have to end the new news first before we go to that.
I was waiting for my cue.
We have not ended the new news, but I'll go ahead and end it now. Please back to do. You.
There's my cue.
I dropped the ball. I'm sorry. I thought we were done, and I forgot this. The closing jingle.
What are we
jingle.
Doing?
You know, it's it. Been a long few days of me in Florida and dealing with what we've been dealing with. Right, so sorry.
Steph, this is your cue. Go for it.
That was my cue. I'm ready. All right.
Steph, so. Jenny, whoever. Well, it, okay.
Who's I'm doing gonna it? Mute myself. Me or
Jen? You,
we are
Jen.
A
you.
Mess.
Jen, it's all you.
All right. So we're going to talk a little bit, just for a few seconds here, about Magic Candle Company, who is also sponsors our trivia question. Kilton,
what a
y'all
mess.
Can't see this, but like, yeah. Today's trivia question is brought to you by the Magic Candle Company. So next time you want a Disney-inspired scent to fill your home or a Christmas scent to fill your home, make sure you go to Magic Candle Company. You know, and I have an order going in tomorrow, and I'm excited because I'm getting like all kinds of stuff, and oh, love it, love it. So whether you want a candle or a room spray, Steph, you have your room spray. There's the room spray. All right. Use our special promo code to save, what is it, 15%?
15%.
So the code is MOUSEEARS. All right. So Magic Candle Company, 15%. Get all the wonderful scents and let your house smell good and your car smell good. You guys, do you get the discs for your car?
I've gotten the air fresheners. They're good.
Yes, they are so good.
I don't have one now, but I recently had purchased one where it made my car smell like Flight of Passage.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have that one in mine now.
I liked any excuse to drive my car when I had that on.
Yes. I like that one and the Beach Club. The one that smells like Beach Club.
I like Pirate's Water, especially because it has the I love Pirates of the Caribbean, first of all. And it has the wood wick.
Yes.
So when you turn it on, it's crackling.
Yes.
So it gives it – it's not just the smell, but it's the ambiance too. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Get your holiday candles.
Get the holiday candles. Now for our trivia question. And we try to do something that goes along with our, you know, our theme or, you know, what our topic is. So our trivia question for today, what is the longest amount of time that Walt Disney World has been closed for a hurricane? So give us your best guesses.
You know, I didn't know this only because I thought it would be longer than I expected.
A lot of people do, but and we'll get into it later, but Disney doesn't really close unless
great.
They absolutely have to.
They're great.
Yeah.
So on that note, what is today's episode, you might be asking? Well, in the wake of Hurricane Helene, followed by literally Hurricane Milton, with what, 2 weeks apart, and Hurricane Milton barreling through Central Florida. What?
I see what you did there. Barreling. Hurricane joke. It just blew right past you. Sorry.
We are talking about hurricane awareness and how to stay prepared for a hurricane while you're visiting Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. I mean, you know, as a born and raised Floridian, so is Kelton and so is Jenny. Mm-hmm. You know, Floridians typically tend to have a very nonchalant attitude towards hurricane season until you don't. Until you don't. And all three of us are travel agents. So it gives us a different perspective as well mm-hmm. on how we view hurricane season, because yes, we might have a calm demeanor going into hurricane season from experience, from our experiences. But that doesn't mean that we don't take them seriously or that we're not prepared when we should be. But then again, being travel agents kicks it up a couple notches because, well, we basically have to handle our clients' itineraries and trips for people who are not comfortable with hurricanes, who are not used to them, who have, you know, forked out time and money to have this magical vacation that might go sideways real quick.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. And we make a lot of inappropriate jokes too, because it's just how we deal with things as Floridians.
Well, yeah, you gotta make light of the situation at one point. But this is what this episode really is about. It's about, you know, the mindset going into a hurricane season, mm-hmm. the mindset when a hurricane is announced, how to prepare yourself, how to deal with it while you're at Walt Disney World during a hurricane, and how Disney handles it. Mm-hmm. It is a very important topic. All jokes aside, I mean, you'll hear us bickering, bantering, whatever you want to call it. But this is a very serious topic that needs to be discussed. Again, a lot of people have been hurt by this hurricane. A lot of people had to evacuate. This is a serious matter. But we want everyone to be aware that it is possible to still have a vacation. It is still possible to have a decent time. So long as you're prepared, you listen to your cast members, and you choose safety above everything else, whatever that means for you and your family, mm-hmm. whether you decide to go or you decide to postpone your trip. So on that note, I wanted to just go over a couple of different things. First off, hurricane season does run every single year from June 1st through November 30th. It's a long time, a very long time. Not unheard of, but typically I'd say like June, July, not the most active, at least for Florida. I would say from just like the previous few years, typically September, October is the more active time frame. That is not to say, I am not a meteorologist and I'm not claiming that it doesn't happen in June or July, but based on just years past, I feel like we typically brace ourselves more in the months of September, October.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, we just had Hurricane Helene 3-ish weeks by the time this drops, followed directly by Hurricane Milton. And yes, both of them hit Florida at one point or another. Hurricane Helene did make its way north and then ended up hitting Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, making an unprecedented amount of disasters in its wake, which was awful and terrifying, especially with the fact that Hurricane Milton was first anticipated to be a tropical storm, then, oh, Category 1, oh, Category 3, and then all of a sudden it's a Category 5. Mm-hmm. The reality is no one can control nature. So the only thing that we can control is what we're going to do in the face of that. And that's what this episode is about. So on that note, let's talk a little bit about how Walt Disney World handled it once Hurricane Milton specifically got announced. You want to take over?
So I'm going to speak just because I'm a former cast member. And I, you know, I'm going to speak to that aspect of it. They watch the weather very, very closely. You know, they, I don't know if you guys even, if you realize it, but like if you go to Fantasmic, they are watching the weather during Fantasmic. They watch the weather and they, it might have seemed like they made a last minute decision because other parks were announcing closures and they were doing that. But Disney wants to make sure that they can be open as long and as safely as possible. And they also, you know, try to account for the time. You know, they want their guests to have the absolute best time for as long as they can. Nobody likes to be cooped up. So they will keep the parks open as long as they can. Now, a lot of people were calling for them to close on Wednesday morning, but it was Wednesday morning, right? I don't even know what day we're on. Yes.
Yeah.
But, well, yesterday for us, but you know, for those of you listening, it'll be Wednesday morning. But people were calling for a Tuesday night, Wednesday morning closure, but Milton slowed down and we had, you know, there were a lot of guests still that were in the parks yesterday and they were just having a ball. And yes, it was rainy and it was breezy. They were walking on to everything and they were making the most out of a bad situation. Now, Disney does close early normally, unless it's going to be a true overnight, but still they try not to do that. If you notice for hurricanes, they try to close early the day before so that they have enough time and light to tie everything down. And I think we'll go into that in a second, but they will close the parks and some parks may close a little bit earlier than others. They'll kind of do a staggered thing. But they do tie everything down. So the umbrellas, the signs, they have rope, they get out there and they tie everything down. So they take every precaution to keep from having any kind of debris out or anything that could become a flying projectile. When Disney was built, it is built to withstand a hurricane. Okay, so they are built to withstand a hurricane. Whether it could have held up to any of those tornadoes that went through, that's a whole nother story. But Disney is built to withstand a hurricane. So they don't need to really do anything special to any of the bigger buildings. They just need to make sure the smaller things and anything that, you know, could possibly break off or swing is tied down. So also what goes into effect are Disney's cancellation policies. So Disney will lift, and I know we had a lot of wait times on the phone with Disney as travel agents trying to take care of our clients' reservations. So as a travel agent, there were, 7-8 hours wait times this week. So what Disney will do, and let this put your mind at ease, let's say you have party tickets. That was a big thing because there was a not-so-scary Halloween party. Let's say you have party tickets that's going to be affected. Disney, or what was the other thing? The multi-pass for that day. Disney will automatically refund. It'll be an automatic refund. You don't need to worry about anything. They obviously know that you're not going because they closed the park. So that's something you don't have to worry about. So, yeah. Which also not the case for Halloween Horror Nights. All right, so keep that in mind. But cancellation policies will go into effect. So if you are not booking with an agent, I strongly recommend that you do. But if you are not, make sure you read what the cancellation policies are. Make sure that you're aware of that so you're not wasting your time, because there were a lot of people who called about their party tickets and wasted their time about it. So they do have the, if you are at the campground or if you are at the tree houses in, out at Saratoga, if you are out there, they will evacuate you. If you are at the campground or if you are at Saratoga. Yes.
And the cabins.
Yes.
At Wilderness Lodge as well.
Yes. You will be evacuated from those. They will put you in a hotel. I believe what they normally try to do, and in years past they have done, because I've had clients that it's happened to. If you are in a campground in a RV or a tent or anything like that, they will have you park your RV in one of the parking lots, and then they will move you to one of the All-Stars. If they don't have room at one of the All-Stars for you, then they'll put you a Pop Century. Now, if you have one of the family cabins, then you will be put at a moderate to a deluxe resort, depending on what, you know, what they have available. During hurricane season, they will keep some rooms available so that they can evacuate the campground. So don't think that you won't have anywhere to go. They will have rooms just in case when there is a storm approaching. Okay. And also for people who are going to come in early or decide to leave early, and they do offer discounts if you are stuck there. If you're flying out and the airport's still closed, I think Orlando International opens tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
They have a few flights going in, but nothing's going out until tomorrow morning or Friday morning. They will allow you to extend your stay at a discounted rate.
So a couple of things. Number one, I did notice, because I'm on a couple of the Fort Wilderness Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they did that this year. I could not find an actual post that they did. It, from what I could tell, it sounded like, I want to say it was Monday, they started handing out those letters and telling people, you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's being that, because I do remember, especially being on, you know, going through with some of the storms. I mean, I was still there when Matthew hit in October of 2016. Yeah. And they did, I mean, they put you up in whatever, wherever there was room,
mm-hmm.
Strategically parked your recreational vehicle in one of the parking lots, and that was hope for the best type of thing.
Yeah.
So that was always deep. But I don't think they did that this year, which is kind of interesting to see. And then on the other side, mm-hmm. traveling, especially for flights, keep in mind, when these storms come in, the airlines will do everything that they can to get them, number one, those aircraft in a hangar, if there's a hangar available. And number two, they will fly them out, even if that means doing like a, what they call a maintenance ferry. And it's just a skeleton crew in that plane. Mm-hmm. Taken off. So I would not be surprised, especially Tampa and MCO, that there was not a single aircraft sitting at those gates.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to keep in mind, it's going to take time for those planes to come in to fly everybody out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to reopen business as usual tomorrow morning.
But it's fantastic and reassuring to know that Disney takes all that into consideration and
mm-hmm.
provides rooms at discounted rate for those that need to stay longer than they otherwise would have. I think that's important to note. And Jen, I also wanted to mention something in regards to park reservations and closures that you mentioned a little earlier. Once Hurricane Milton's track and the intensity of what the storm could be, because at the time they didn't know just how bad it was going to be. But once it was determined that it was going to go through Central Florida, potentially hitting Orlando and thus Walt Disney World, I think that was probably last weekend. So the weekend before the hurricane hit, Disney closed the ability to make park reservations for Thursday. Or Thursday, I don't know about Wednesday, because Wednesday, basically, if you didn't have a reservation already, you couldn't make a new one. But those that did were able to go into the park. And like Jen, you were talking about the tiered closures. For those that weren't aware, they closed Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios at 1 p.m., Epcot, Magic Kingdom, and Disney Springs at 2 p.m. So that's all I wanted to say. But they did try and open for as late as they possibly could. Because, again, having the perspective of a travel agent, we're dealing with people who this could be their once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and trip. Disney is well aware of that. And they want to keep the magic going for as long as possible. So maybe that magic is, hey, you get 5 hours at the park with five people in the park. In exaggeration. So you're having walk-ons because they didn't open up the reservation for anyone else. That's still going to be magical for someone. You can get a lot done when there's very few people and you're able to, well, obviously not every ride if it's raining and such, some attractions close, but you know, there is something magical about that in and of itself. But I just wanted to put that out there because Disney does everything they possibly can in with safety in mind and a touch of magic.
Yeah. And their first priority is safety. Just hands down on any given day, their first priority is safety to make sure everybody is safe. And that includes their cast members. So that's another reason why they will close early is to give their cast members enough time to get home and get prepared and, you know, whatever, do whatever it is that they need to do and take care of.
You might be wondering, but Jen, how are cast members supposed to do anything in preparation when they have to work on the day that the hurricane hits? Great question.
Great question. Great question. So during my tenure at Disney, I worked at Hollywood Studios. Back then it was MGM Hollywood Studios or Disney's MGM Hollywood Studios from anyone way back in the days. We had a hurricane ride out crew. It was a dedicated group of cast members who would come in and, you know, Tower of Terror, you kind of have to make sure that nothing happens there. And they came in and they rode out whatever storm was going on during there. And I know that, I don't know, Kelton, maybe you do. I don't know if every attraction has that, but I know a lot of them will have a small crew that will go in to make sure that there's no big damage going on.
I got to do ride out crew one time. However, that was a year that we didn't have a storm, so I was very disappointed. But I do know, so my location was Outdoor Foods in the Magic Kingdom. For those that don't understand, it's the popcorn and ice cream carts throughout the park. But I do have friends that got the opportunity to, you know, actually be on the ride out crew. And for us in that location, it was more of we got deployed to, you know, we really got split up because there was nothing for us to, we took all of our carts, you know, locked them up in our building, and you know, that was kind of it. So a lot of people helped out, you know, around the parks, tying things up. Got sent to the resorts to work with the recreation cast, or, you know, be a greeter at the front desk, different things, you know, to work the front line, you know, being there for the guests that are there. So that was kind of what it was for us. I mean, so they're having just as much fun as as the guests who are, you know, also riding out the hurricane and wherever they are.
Yeah. They, it depends on what, you know, you brought up resorts. It depends on what resort you're at as to what will be going on. If you are somewhere like Pop Century, where there's outside facing doors, where there isn't interior hallways, Disney will put a curfew and you will be in kind of like a lockdown in your room, but that's to keep you safe. And they'll come on, they'll ask, you know, guests to stay in their rooms until it's lifted. If you were staying at a resort that, you know, you're a Grand Floridian or, you know, the Contemporary in the A-frame, you're going to have full use of, you know, being able to go into the main areas during the storm. And they have activities and they have lots of fun things that they're doing, you know. Now, once they lift, I know today they lifted the, you know, the lockdown, and they allowed people to go around the resort. You couldn't go into the parks because they were closed, but they did allow people to go around the resorts. And I know they had all kinds of stuff going on. I know Art of Animation had a dance party with a bunch of kids. There were a lot of kids there. They have characters that will come out. I mean, they really do a lot to keep people entertained, and they do a really good job with communicating with guests, with what's going on. So they do have things to do. They also have food options. I think, Steph, do you want to take the food options?
Yeah, sure. I actually wanted to talk a little bit more about the resort activities, but I'll mention both. Yeah. So I want to do a special shout out to FTJ agent Kelly Van Lanningham. She was actually staying at Port Orleans Riverside Resort during Hurricane Milton's journey, put it lightly. And she was able to, if you have a, if you don't follow us on social media, whether FTJ Travel or Mouse Ears blog and podcast, you will see that she was kind enough to share some pictures with us. Mm-hmm. People don't always listen to the news that you get on social media. There were some just horrible fake news, AI generated images of Magic Kingdom flooded. Let me tell you, no one can go into the park. So tell me, how did someone get a perfect picture from the center of Magic Kingdom that is completely flooded? It's not real. So also, with that in mind,
floods at 3 o'clock most summer days. Anyway.
Exactly. So, with that in mind, you know, the images that we received are repeatable. They're credible. They came from an FTJ agent with literally boots on the ground.
Yeah.
So please go check it out. But I also wanted to kind of just go over, just some of the activities that they had today on the episode, on the day that we're recording this episode, Thursday, October 10th, mm-hmm. for resort guests, because the parks were closed, to try and keep everyone entertained, happy, the magic alive, so on and so forth. So just real quick, again, this is Port Orleans Resort. 9 a.m., they had a Name That Tune activity. 10 a.m., they had a Bayou Bracket Play. Don't know what that is. 11 o'clock a.m., Color Your Own Suncatcher. 12 o'clock p.m. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? I love that game.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
12:30 p.m. Name five. 1 o'clock p.m. Bayou Bingo. 2 o'clock Dance Party. 2:30 to 4 o'clock Make Your Friendship Bracelet. This one is a paid experience. So far, everything else has not been. 2:30 to 4 p.m. Make Your Own Scratch Art. Not a paid experience. 4:30 Close Counts. Don't know what that is. 5 p.m. Draw Your Own Bayou. 6 p.m. Dance Party. 6:30 Glow Party. 7 o'clock Bedtime Stories. 7:30 Plushie Parade. How cute is that?
Adorable. I want to do that.
Plushie Parade. Oh my goodness. So, you know, that's just an idea. Disney has multiple resorts. This is just one of the many resorts, one of the many activities that they have on file and ready to go for these kinds of emergency, which I think is just fantastic. There's something for everyone. I don't know about you guys. I would absolutely be in playing, you know, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Even if it's hidden in the corner where no one can see me fail.
I'm telling you, I learned how to floss from watching Bluey with Kenny. I would kill that dance party right there as a dad. I'm telling you.
That is hysterical.
They want to make sure that don't think that just because I said, and I use the term loosely, lockdown, that you are locked down in your room the entire time the parks are closed. That is not how it is. As soon as a storm has passed and the danger has passed, they will lift that and they will get you out and they will start making the magic happen. You may be in your room for a very short period of time. And for most people, it was overnight while they were sleeping. They were, you know, they were in their resorts. So
on that note, I will say that what we were informed of was that guests staying on Disney property went into their rooms and were told to shelter in place for their quote unquote curfew starting at 8:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. So honestly, again, this is for this particular hurricane scenario. Any hurricane can come in at any point at any day.
Yeah.
Luckily, quote unquote, luckily, this one was more of like a nighttime pass by of Orlando. So yes, in this case, it kind of happened when people were already in their rooms to go to bed type of thing. But it really can happen at any point. Again, it is just a safety precaution. Mm-hmm. Disney is doing what they need to do for your safety, for the safety of others, for the safety of their cast members. And then as soon as they can, you're back to activities. I mean, it's who doesn't like a good staycation? It gives you some time to recover those feet from walking all over the parks. So something else that they do, they meaning Disney, in order to prepare for this shelter in place, mm-hmm. is they provide and or sell meal kits. You probably or not saw circulating through social media that Disney was selling some PB&J kits. And that was in the hopes for people to be able to have some food just in case they needed like a breakfast and lunch option. Because at the time, it was unclear just how long the guests were going to be staying in their room. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. So Disney was proactive. They brought out, literally was the cutest thing, just these bags with a full jar of peanut butter, full jar of strawberry jelly, a whole loaf of bread, plates, napkins, everything. For $10, which is cheaper than what you would get all those ingredients than at Walmart. So I thought it was really cool. I know that other resorts offered other options. One thing I am curious about that I don't know, I know that they'll handle it with absolute grace, I guess is the word to use, is any allergies in a moment like this. It's a little bit more limited, but, you know,
that meal would really kill me.
Yeah, because I was going to, But I'm sure that they have options available for, you know, modifications. But for the sake of what we're the information that we are working with, they had peanut butter and jelly meal kits. I know they had other kits that were, you know, for meant to be refrigerated and such. And the idea is that you could have something in your room, especially with kiddos who get hungry all the time, literally. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's fantastic. Again, this is also keeping in mind that not everyone that goes to Disney has a car. Not that you would want to go out in a car while there's a hurricane. There's no gas. The shelves at the grocery stores are pretty much empty. But, you know, they make sure that whatever you need, you can find at your resort. But speaking of transportation, Kelton, would you like to tell...
I love me some transportation at Disney.
Perfect. You want to tell them how they handled transportation during this hurricane?
Yeah, during the hurricane, there is none. It's pretty much that. No, so I remember back in from Matthew. So going back, you know, a little bit. And I actually was working Disney transport buses at the time. They do, you know, what they can. Just like with the curfew, once it's safe to be out, security will do, they kind of, they'll drive the property once it's safe to be out. Mm-hmm. And then pretty much the ride out crew for buses, once they get the all clear, I mean, they are cranking those bad boys up to get y'all out of the resort. Sometimes, you know, I know they'll open up Disney Springs for a couple hours because that's what they did in Matthew. I think it was open from like 2 to 8 or 4 to 10 or something along that line. And they were sending in, you know, those articulated buses into resorts that they did not need to be into to get people moving. So the buses are one way. Of course, the Skyliner is going to be an absolute no-go because of those wind speeds. And if it's safe enough to be out on the water with the Friendship boats or the Sessagula, you know, river boats, they'll get them out. Most likely, it's going to be your bus service that's going to get people moving. If you have your own car and you're not from Florida or, you know, really around a lot of these types of storms, we don't recommend you go out because, yes, the roads in Disney might be cleared, but people, they are not everywhere else. I mean, it can get bad. And once you go past those archways, you are now in, you know, normal people mode type of thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, there could be downed power lines. You don't know the roads. So if there's, you know, flooded roads, you really don't want to get stuck in that. If you see those good old Central Florida rednecks with an airboat, you don't want to go down that road because your car is probably going to flood. So just be cautious with that. Your best bet is to save any fuel in your car that you have, because I will guarantee you there will not be an open gas station for at least 48 to 72 hours, pending, of course, whenever power gets restored to the Disney Celebration Orlando area.
You mentioned power. We haven't mentioned. I feel like we've kind of skirted the topic, actually, now that I think about it. Post-Hurricane Milton, Walt Disney World fared very well. I mentioned the pictures, but I didn't flat out say the damage that actually that Disney World actually received was by far minimal in what we expected, which is just great news. Beyond that, Disney's equipped to hold that amount of people, and to if power is lost, they have the generators, they have the equipment to be able to restore that very quickly. That is not the, like Kelton said, that's not the case outside of the Walt Disney World bubble. So in theory, should you find yourself in Florida and there's a hurricane coming, one of the safest places will absolutely be in Walt Disney World if you plan it correctly.
That's the second safest place to go. The first is out of the state of Florida.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you, Kelton. But yes, second, Walt Disney World. They will take care of you with power. They will take care of you with cleaning any debris very quickly and informing you of what's happening. Like, if you don't have power and you don't have a radio and maybe you don't even have your battery on your phone died, how are you getting your information? Disney will equip you with all of that. So, anyways, I just wanted to put that in black and white. Disney did very well with Milton. Damage was very, very, very minimal. And they do have power if it were to go out, and water as well. Jen, did you want to add something now, or should we continue with dining reservation? Unless you want to talk about dining reservation.
No, let's continue, and then I'll do it at the end.
Okay. So dining reservation, kind of like what we mentioned before with special ticketed events, as well as the Lightning Lane passes, Disney does not enforce cancellation policies. So Walt Disney World, you can't, if you don't go to your dining reservation, if you're a no-show or try and cancel within 2 hours of your reservation, you do get charged $10 per person. This is not enforced within the length of time of the hurricane preparedness that goes on at Walt Disney World and the days leading up to it and a few days afterwards. Like we mentioned earlier, Disney's very good about cancellation policies and establishing those things for guests and thus also travel agents dealing with guests who are trying to figure out what their vacation is going to look like in the face of a hurricane. But dining reservation kind of falls under that same category. They're going to be lenient. They're not going to charge you. They understand that thinking about a dining reservation you may or may not have made months ago or weeks ago is probably not the top of your priority list when you're changing flights, changing itineraries, figuring out, are you staying? Are you going? Are you, you know, whatever. So dining reservations, don't worry about that. Same with, like, let's say you booked a tour or a VIP experience, something else that is an extra fee. For instance, let's say you booked Savi's workshop. You have to pay for that up front. Well, you get an automatic refund if you're unable to go due to a hurricane. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. So Disney is very, very, very understanding and easy to work with. However, if you're working on your own travel plans to Walt Disney World and you have to work and deal with that all by yourself, you're going to be in a line a lot longer than the 5, 6, 7 hours that us at a Platinum agency are going to be waiting for. Plus, we've dealt with this. We have the resources. We have the network. We have the experience. So we can handle this for you and take one stress off, one less stress from your shoulders. Mm-hmm. So again, just something to keep in mind. That's just another thing that Disney does not fault you for not being able to go to and will refund you. Again, that refund period with Disney is 7 to 10 days. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I also wanted to discuss was like the pre and post hurricane reactions. This is really important. Your attitude, your reactions, your mindset going into a trip during hurricane season while the hurricane is underway and then after the hurricane passes is very important. I can tell you I was not anywhere near Orlando. I'm in South Florida. And the last few days since probably Saturday, Sunday have been exhausting. It feels like it's been a week in a day. There's a lot of people, a lot of moving parts, and it's inevitable for people to stress. You want to stay calm, because really what is stress going to do? But it just, it comes with the territory. You don't know, is the hurricane going to shift? Are you going to be able to get out in time? Should you evacuate? Do you need gas? All of these things are just part of what this is like. And so, you know, again, one of the things that we as travel agents will always recommend is get your travel insurance before you even go on any trip, not just Disney. And it doesn't have to be just during hurricane season. Anything can happen at any moment. Mm-hmm. Travel insurance is, it will give you peace of mind no matter what. And you know what? Hopefully you don't have to use it. Because if you do need to use it, that's a whole other, you know, mountain of obstacles to go through. And again, Disney does a fantastic job with everything. But travel insurance will always give you that peace of mind, especially in the wake of something this crazy. With Disney's travel insurance, it'll protect you as soon as you step out your front door to go on your Walt Disney World trip or Disneyland trip or Disney cruise. One thing we didn't mention is due to the hurricane, there were, I believe, 2 Disney cruises that were canceled. One of them got extended because they had to reroute.
So
they couldn't get into port.
And that one, they're still extended, I believe, now till Sunday, because I don't think Port Canaveral is opening up until.
Yep.
Which would be, I can pull up a calendar.
That's Sunday or Monday. I know it was like a whole week or something.
Yeah, so they won't be able to get in now until Sunday the 13th, which would be yesterday if you're listening to this on Monday. So, yeah, it's pretty nuts. So it is unfortunate that, you know, those who were going to be sailing tomorrow, Friday for us, theirs got canceled. But the ones on board, a couple extra sea days thrown in there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a once in a lifetime type of deal.
And you know Disney's going to keep you entertained, and there's plenty to do on those Disney cruises. And you have to just trust Disney, trust the company to keep you safe. There's any chance of any turbulence, well, you're going to get rerouted, and they're going to do whatever it takes to keep you away from the mess, basically. So again, I mean, I just said, you know, trust the company. And this really, at the end of the day, is the most important thing. You know, if you find yourself at Disney, trust Disney. Mm-hmm. Heed their warnings and their communication. If you're not at Disney yet, stay home. Postpone your trip if you can. Or cancel it. But try not to. But then again, it's also dependent on what you think is best for you and your family. Some people like to go in early and weather the storm there, and then, you know, maybe you'll get some part time with a little less crowds. It's obviously unpredictable whether the crowds are going to be high or not, but you got to also figure out what is best for you and your family. Do you want to be sheltered in place for any period of time? Would you rather postpone it and avoid any of that chaos? All of these things are things to keep in mind when planning a trip during hurricane season. Do you guys have any other thoughts about how people what mental preparations people should have pre or post hurricanes?
It's all in the mindset. You know it's going to be a different trip, and if you're worried about it, get that travel protection. That's why it's there. Mm-hmm. We usually get it on our cruises, especially when cruise through, you know, through hurricane season.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I guess the last thing that we can talk about then to kind of round up this hurricane awareness episode is what tips from us travel agents can we possibly give people who are listening to this? What are some frequently asked questions that we might get? Jen, you want to kind of take this one?
Sure. So my first tip, other than having the right attitude is to watch the weather. I give all of my clients, there is a particular meteorologist in Central Florida, and I give them his, he does little Facebook lives every morning and talks about the weather and whether it's hurricane season or not, but he's very big on let's not panic. You know, he doesn't hype anything. And he is in Central Florida, so it's a really good resource. But first, watch the weather and see what the storm is going to do. This is in the days leading up to your trip. Cause you know, usually they know when a storm's going to be coming. It's rare that one springs up and hits a day or two later. They usually know that something's going to be coming. They may not be able to give the exact intensity, but they usually have a really good handle on the forecast track. So just keep that in mind. Pack your patience if you decide to go. I had clients that for Hurricane Matthew, they were coming from Chicago and they didn't know what to do. And I told them as a lifelong Floridian that it was probably going to turn and hit North Carolina instead of Florida. And if they could come in early to go ahead and do that. And I said, but I would leave it up to them. But that was my gut. And sure enough, that's what happened. And I can tell you that the day that they were there, they came in, I think it was 2 days early. We were able to change their reservations. And it was a little bit rainy at Animal Kingdom, but they went on Flight of Passage. I got a phone call and she said, we just got off Flight of Passage for the fourth time in a row. It was a walk-on and they had the best time. So it's all in how you look at it, but keep an eye on the weather. If you're working with a travel agent, make sure that you are in contact with your travel agent just in case. I will say also that Disney will do a lot of things automatically, like the refunds and all of that for activities and, you know, party tickets, stuff like that. Once you check in, it is very difficult for travel agents to do things for you when you check in. Your reservation kind of moves over to Disney. So, what's really important is to know that the front desk is going to be your best friend. So you could go there. There might be a line. Also, in your My Disney Experience app, the chat feature, please utilize the chat feature. I use my chat feature all the time. So make sure you're utilizing that to do to ask questions and to you know, get those answers right away and, you know, they can help you there. It's just like visiting the front desk. So make sure you're utilizing the chat feature. If you are down there, that's another one of my tips. If you are down there and there is a storm, let's say it's, you know, 4 days out and, you know, you have a 7 day trip, go ahead and place an order for Publix or Walmart, Amazon, to have water and snacks sent. Also, most of the resorts, I think all of them, have a little store, like a little tiny grocery store looking thing with just some, you know, chips and donuts and stuff like that. But head there and grab, it'll be more expensive, but that is an option that you can head there and at your resort and grab some stuff to take back to your room. But I would recommend just having a delivery done. And of course it has to be in, you can't have it, you know, the same day that a storm is going to be hitting. So you kind of have to think ahead on that. Pack ponchos, because if you're going to go into the parks, it will probably be raining. The weather probably won't be good. It'll be breezy, but, you should be packing ponchos anyways. If you listen to our last one about what we keep in our park bags, ponchos. Okay, ponchos. And then also, I would say my final tip, although we have a lot of them, the final tip is to make sure that you have everything ready to go should you decide to leave early. And if you leave early, you have to let the front desk know that you're leaving in order to get your refund. So keep that in mind. You can't just check in and be there for 3 days and say, okay, well, I'm going to leave, and then just leave and not talk to the front desk. In those cases, we could probably get you a partial refund if you booked with an agent, but I'm telling you, it is very, very difficult to do. So just stop and just say, hey, we're checking out early. You know, we're getting out of Dodge or getting out of Disney. And, you know, it's been nice. It's been magical, but it's time for us to leave. But you have to let them know at the front desk that you're leaving. Or, you know, you can utilize the chat feature, but I would talk to someone at the front desk. I would talk to somebody at the front desk. So those are my little tips. Frequently asked questions. I'm going to touch on these really quick because we saw a lot of them. Animal Kingdom. Yes, they are not being mean. Some of the animals will stay outside on the savannah because that is what's safer to them, especially things like the zebras. They have the option. They can go to shelter if they want, but they get spooked very easily and they run. And their animals are very, very good at protecting themselves. So it's better for them to be on the savannah. So don't panic. Disney's not being mean. Just, you know, if you've ever taken the train to Rafiki's Planet Watch, you can see the buildings. I mean, and those are really, really built way above hurricane code. So they're very, very safe, but they're also safe out on the savannah. They know how to take care of themselves. Another thing, the Skyliners, they will dock the Skyliner cars. They do not leave them dangling over the parking lots, contrary to what some social media posts said. They do bring all of them down. So you don't have to worry about those falling down and hitting you. I did get that question. So they will not, they're not up in the air. Okay. They're not going to be up in the air. Let me see. There was another question and I can't think of what it was. Oh, I know what it is, but it kind of goes along with what our trivia question is. So Kelton, do you have any other tips or?
So really my big one, I mean, we've talked about it a number of times already and have covered it, but it's definitely, you know, that travel protection that Disney offers. You know, it is, you know, a cost that if nothing happens, you don't get it back. But when you're already paying as much as it is to go to Disney, having this as a safety net is, you know, not really a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, just a little tidbit for if I did find out after doing some research that there are other travel protection plans out there, like annual ones that I did not know that existed. Mm-hmm. So definitely something that you can look at if you're traveling on multiple trips throughout the year, but definitely travel protection. So that's all I got on that.
Yeah. And I think the travel protection, especially, you know, considering the cost of a trip, I think the travel protection, correct me if I'm wrong, it's $92.50 per adult and kids are free. So
it's in the 90 ballpark, and yeah. Yes, it's and the kids are free for sure, which yeah. In hindsight is that's less than a park ticket. So yeah. It's exactly. Worth it.
Your whole trip.
And yeah, exactly. And like I mentioned earlier, it goes into effect the moment you step out your front door to go on your Walt Disney World trip.
Correct.
until you step right back into your household. So it really is nothing in comparison to what it could save you in the long run.
Yeah.
So, and yes, kids are free. That's huge, if you ask me.
We love free.
Yeah. So, I guess my final tips, a lot of great stuff that you mentioned, Jen. Thank you. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Don't panic. It is not worth it. If you're at Walt Disney World, it can all be resolved one way or another. Mm-hmm. That is the reality of it. And if you're told to shelter in place, you know, again, put on a nice Disney movie and get some rest.
Yep.
It's as easy as that. It's a vacation, right? Are you not allowed to get some rest and relax a little bit? Because that's what it is.
All it is.
Yep.
It's a mindset, and it's really it's not worth panicking. There's a lot of people involved, but Disney is a well-oiled machine, and this is not their first rodeo.
No.
So, on that note, I guess we can. One last thing. Jen, you mentioned ponchos. You mentioned our previous episode of what to pack in your park bag. And I just want to reiterate that the Mouse Ears blog and podcast does have an Amazon storefront. And you will find things such as ponchos, such as silicone foot covers so that you don't get them wet when it's raining and puddling. You'll find small umbrellas if it's not windy out and you need just, you know. So you'll find all great things, especially to weather some of the storms at Disney or at any park. So do check us out on Amazon and follow us. And that is something that's going to continuously grow and evolve as, you know, as time typically does with us. So that is all. Jen, trivia question.
Okay, so the trivia question, what is the longest that Walt Disney World has been closed due to a hurricane? The answer will probably shock you. Okay. 2.5 days.
And typically it's only one. That's typically the longest.
The longest, and that was a long time. And we're talking for a hurricane. All right.
Specifically
for a hurricane or for tropical storm. So this happened back in 2017 for Hurricane Irma, which they closed early on September 9th, and then they were closed the 10th and the 11th, and then they were back open on the 12th, and that was the longest amount of time. So don't think that it's going to ruin your trip, all right? A hurricane does not have to ruin your trip. Disney, you know, like Steph and Kelton said, they are a well-oiled machine. They are going to get those parks back open. It's going to look like the hurricane never happened. Although I know this time there was some damage to a few of the resorts, but they're going to have that fixed in no time. The parks are okay. The parks will be back open tomorrow. And that was finally the question that I got a lot yesterday is, should I cancel my trip? And that was for people traveling in late December, in January, and February. No, do not cancel your trip. Disney will be fine. It's a temporary thing. So no, you do not have to cancel your trip, because the longest that they've ever been closed to a storm is 2.5 days. Usually it's a day. They close early and then they're open the next day, or they close early and they're closed the next day, and then they're right back open again. And it'll be like it didn't happen. They'll have crews out there to clean it up, and it'll be.
And that's what those ride-out crews are there for, is as soon as it's safe to go, when, you know, when that curfew is up, they are out there, I mean, just doing what they can to, you know, to get you guys as guests back to enjoying their your vacation.
Yep. They do a great job at it too.
Yeah, it always looks spick and span and clean. And, you know, if they can turn Halloween into Christmas with like less than 10 hours. it's impressive what they can do after a hurricane just to clean up. And it's not just inside the parks. It's at the resorts. It's on their roads all throughout property. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. And they make magic happen. I mean, it is incredible. So, and keep in mind, that was a September hurricane back in 2017. So, again, food for thought, especially when planning your trip to Disney. Any final comments on hurricane season at Walt Disney World?
I will say, I'm going to go out on a limb, and if anyone can prove me wrong, please do it in the comments. I do not think that Disney has ever had a closure in June and July due to a hurricane. I think it's all been August, September, October.
Hmm.
If you can prove me wrong, and I very well may be wrong, but I think that I may be right.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah.
My final words before closing is don't be discouraged to travel during this time either. Just don't. And if you want to go and extend your trip, if you're able to, why not? Why not? It's going to be a unique and fun experience one way or another. It's Disney. And I will always say, I would rather be in Disney no matter what. So.
Amen.
So I think that about does it for this episode. We had some tears. We had some laughs. We had some great information. Again, very serious topic, but it doesn't mean it's a dark topic. There is light. There can be light at the end of a hurricane. So that about does it for this episode. But don't forget to join us on our Facebook group, the Mouse Ears Podcast, and follow us on TikTok and Instagram to stay up to date with all things travel, but mostly Disney. If you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. And if you already have a wonderful FTJ agent that you've worked with in the past, go reach out to them. Let's see what trips are on the horizon for you and what deals are available for you, because there's always something that you can that can help you save a couple bucks, that's for sure. And lastly, but certainly not least, if you enjoy our weekly episodes of the Mouse Ears Podcast, our train wrecks, our informative new news, so on and so forth, we'd love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen. Until the next episode, thanks everyone. See you real soon.
Bye-bye.